Appreciate the prayers on my behalf, and it's quite a privilege to be able to be here and to speak for you again this morning. And it's my prayer as well that the things that we have to study are according to God's word, and that it is a benefit to you, beneficial to all of us, that will strengthen us and edify us and help us to live a better Christian life, a better pleasing life to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In this life, we place value on a lot of different things, don't we? We place value. We categorize things based on value. And some of the things that we value are monetary things, right? They're based on the value of money. And some things are sentimental values. They make us think of things or memories or things of that nature, some experiences that we might have had. And then there are some things that we place spiritual value on. My question for us this morning is, what do we place as most valuable? What do we place as to have the most value in life? Is there something that you would absolutely give up everything that you have of value? Give up everything, whether it's your time, whether it's your money, whether it's your possessions, whether it's whatever it is. Is there one thing that you would give up everything for? You know, we just sang the song, "I Surrender All." Jesus, I surrender all. And sometimes I wonder to myself, do I really mean it? Am I really willing to surrender everything? All of those things that I have put as importance in my life? You know, each one of us, we prioritize things, don't we? We value things. We place value on things. We need to clarify those values. We need to weigh up what is important to us, and then we need to bring those things into agreement in our lives with our actions. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 says, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." He says, look here, if you want to be prosperous, this, if we go look at this backwards, if you want to be prosperous and you will have good success, then if that's what's important to us, if that's really important, then this is what we need to do in order to obtain that. We need to stay in God's word, and we need to meditate on it day and night, and we need to do the things that are according to what's in that we find there. If we want to prosper and have good success, and that's the way we need to look at it also, isn't it? We must realize that the way that we value things affects our lives. Because the things that we value, that's what's going to control the things that we do, the actions that we take. Right? It controls everything that we do in life. The things that are most valuable to you are the things that you're going to spend most of your time on. Our values affect the things that we worry about, our stress levels, don't they? The stress that we have in our that we feel, our values are unclear. There's confusion. We worry about all of these things that we place all of this value on that most of the time we don't have any control over anyway. And the result is stress. Our values control our success in life, like we talked about in Joshua here. Every time you make a decision, you're filtering those decisions based on the subconscious or the conscious decision that you have made of what you value, the things that you value. It also affects us spiritually, our salvation, doesn't it? Jesus said that it is possible to be outwardly successful according to the world, but have nothing spiritually. Be spiritually bankrupt. He says, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his soul? You could have the whole world but have nothing that really matters, right? And listen, the things that you value doesn't just affect you. It affects the people that are around you, doesn't it? It affects the people around you. How many of us have come home from work, school, whatever, and you're upset and you're having the worst day that you think that you've ever had in your life, your mood, you're grouchy and all of these things, and it affects the people that are in your household, doesn't it? It affects those that are around you. In simple terms, it's how much your values, the values that you possess, affects others. In other words, the grouchiness that you have is because you value having a good day at work. And you didn't have one, and you're upset about it. So today I want to look at values. How do we deal with those things in life? Because face it, there's a lot of things that we deal with, aren't there? There's a lot of things in this life that we have to deal with. And I think that in my life, while this is not a biblical 4-step process, I would say, all of these 4 steps that I'm going to share with you that I've used in my life that have not made me perfect by any means, but have helped me to sort through some of these things. I'm going to share these things with you. And these 4 steps that I think are very important are found in God's word as things that we should use. So, the first thing is that we choose the source. Once we have chosen our source, then we clarify those things that are important. We make it clear, and we understand those things which are important. Then, number 3, we change our lifestyle to match those things which are important, those things that are valuable. Then, number 4, we check ourselves daily to see if we're continuing to do those things that we say are most valuable, those things that are most important. And then we go back to number 1. And we just keep doing this over and over and over. It's a cyclic pattern that I use. And I find when I'm not using these things, I tend to lose focus of my values. The things that I know are the most important. So let's start with number 1. Choose your source. Where are you going to get your values from? Where do we get our values from? This is very important because the source of our values will determine the quality of those values. The quality of those values. So, for instance, would you consider the Lubbock Avalanche Journal to be a good source for values? Maybe Oprah Winfrey. Yeah, that'd be all right. Yeah. No? Some self-help books or something like that. Where do we get our values from? People get them from a lot of different places, don't they? Their parents, their peers, magazines, books, music, internet. From society in general, people that are around us. But today, a major one of those is the media, isn't it? Television. People get their values from television, and that's really scary. And the reason that I say that, I read a deal on the internet. Imagine that. A survey on the internet talked about the average American watches 1,000 hours of television a year. 1,000 hours. Now, there's, people that watch more than that and less than that. 1,000 hours a year. And that means that by the time that you're 65, if you were to watch 1,000 hours of television a year, you would have spent 9.5 years of that 65 years watching television. 9.5. That's amazing to me. 9.5 years. But sadly, if you did, if we look at going spiritually, the spiritual values, if we look at spiritual values, and one was to go to worship service or assembly once a week for that same 65 years, that's about 4 months. 4 months. Where are our values? Where are we getting them from? 4 months and 65 years versus 9.5 watching TV. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. You know, this was written a little over 2,000 years ago, wasn't it? Or was said over 2,000 years ago. But it's still relevant today because the world values have not changed. And neither has the values of the Word of God. Those things have not changed either. The world has always had the three basic values in life, the three things that are the most important to them, and that is pleasure, number one. Number two, possessions. And number three, prestige. Pleasure is the primary value in this world, and it is the lust of the flesh, right? Pleasure. Possessions is another primary value, the lust of the eyes. How much stuff can I get? And prestige. Power or position or popularity, the pride of life. Look at me. Look how great I am. Look how much stuff I got. If you ask most people, what do you want out of life? They'll say, you know, I want to have fun. I want to have a good time. I want to be happy. I want to feel good. And all those are different ways of saying pleasure. I want pleasure. We live in a pleasure-obsessed culture, don't we? How about possessions? Isn't it true that we often fall into the category of buying expensive things that expensive things that we don't even need, really, with money that we don't even have to impress people we don't even know. Isn't that funny? That's funny to me. I find that very humorous. What about prestige? Image is everything to some people. We're very status conscious, aren't we? We want people to think good of us. And a lot of times we want people to think good of us by their standards, not by the Word of God's standards. The media bombards us with these types of values, pleasure, possession, prestige, over and over, and even us as Christians, we get seduced by it. We get caught up in it. I get caught up in it. Many Christians today and their values are skewed because of this. Because they don't get their values from the Word of God. They're just as pleasure-seeking as those in the world, the materialistic and and just as materialistic and status conscious as everyone else in the world. Look at Romans chapter 12, verse number 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now I've read this verse lots and lots of times, but looking at it in this light, it takes on a whole different meaning to me. Don't be conformed to this world. Don't take on their values. Don't love the things of this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. What does that mean? Look to the Word of God. Prove those things to be most valuable. Use those things to be the most valuable thing in your life, so that you can prove those things that are good and acceptable to God. Those are the things that are valuable. The things that are acceptable and perfect in the will of God. Don't become so well adjusted to worldly culture that you begin to fit into it. If you buy into the world's value system, that the ultimate values in life are pleasure, possession, and prestige, you're going to miss out. Going to miss out on the purpose of God for your life. What about the second one? Make an order of importance list. Make a list. What? So there is a. This is where you make a list of your values. Make a list. Write them down. And then once you have those things written down, prioritize those things. Move them around. And check those things according to the Word of God. And this does a couple of things. You don't need, or you need to do this because most of the values that you have, you didn't choose at all. And you think about that. When you were growing up, your parents told you what was important, didn't they? Your parents told you, hey, this is important. And if you didn't think it was important, you were reminded. I was. And so those things that were important to your parents were passed on to you and became important to you. Now that could be good as long as those values were according to the Word of God. But if they weren't, have you ever heard those things? Well, you know, it was good enough for my parents. It was good enough for my grandparents. So, by golly, it's good enough for me. How about let's go look to the Word of God and see if that was accurate? That's the problem, isn't it? We didn't choose those values, and we just got them, you know, without even thinking about it growing up. We need to check those things towards the Word of God. And number two, we need to do this checklist because we need to check it against the source, right? We have this list of things that we consider to be important. Be honest with yourself now. Do we really consider these things to be important? Now take everything on that list and check it with the Word of God. See if those things are important to the Word of God. A lot of times we spend a whole lot of things on the things that we think, a whole lot of time on things that we think are so very important. And you know what? It's not found in the Word of God. It's not even there. Knowing the things that are most valuable in life and whether they're according to the Word of God or not are very important. Sit down and think about those things that are on your list. Once we've checked those things, be honest with yourself and ask yourself, I know these things are important. I know these things are important to the Word of, in the Word of God. They're important to God. Are they important to me? Are they important to me? We use the word success. Success is a word that we use all the time in our society, but nobody ever really stops to define it a lot of times. So what is the definition of success? Success is the accomplishment of living out my values, right? And when you make much of those things that you value on in life and less on the things that you don't value on, have value on, that's what success really is, isn't it? That's successful. Real success comes when you decide what values are really important in life and you live those things out in your life by spending time on those values. And when you have biblical definition of those values, then your success will be based on biblical values. It's a very, very long way of saying you will be successful as long as your values are tied to the Word of God. The starting point is that you have to decide what's really important, isn't it? Decide what matters most. Decision. If you have a hard time getting started, then think about the question, what is going to last? What is going to last? Are the things, the possessions, the prestige, the pleasure, or the things of this life, they're not going to last? Are they going to last? 20 years from now? What about in eternity? If you apply the question, what is going to last to pleasure, to the world's value system of pleasure, possession, and prestige, in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 24 and 25, it talks about Moses. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. So he says here, Moses refused to be called Pharaoh's son, but he aligned himself with the people of God rather than be, enjoy all of the benefits that would have come with that, being the Pharaoh's, being the son of the Pharaoh. You know, sin may be fun for a while, but the pleasure of sin, it soon fades away, doesn't it? We all know that. What about possessions? What's going to last? For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Can't take it with you, can we? Have you ever heard of a hearse pulling a trailer? I heard someone say that one time. I thought that was pretty funny. You ever heard of a hearse pulling a trailer? Nope. You're not going to take it with you. It's not going to last. The next time you hear about some millionaire dying and someone says, you know, I wonder how much he left. The answer is he left everything. Every bit of it. He left it all. He didn't take any of it with him. Possessions aren't going to last either. What about prestige? Mark chapter 10, verse 31. But many that are first shall be last, and the last first. The next part of the verse here says that many who have the lowest place now will have the highest place in eternity. It's not going to last, is it? If we make ourselves to be some importance, the top dog, and everybody should look up to me, and I should be able to look down on everybody else, guess what? It's not going to last, is it? Not going to last. The bottom line is this, 1 John chapter 2, verse 17, and the world is passing away, and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Shouldn't that be the most important thing that we value in life? Abiding forever? Because everything that we've talked about is going to pass away. So first of all, you choose your source. Where am I going to get my values from? Then you choose, or then you evaluate what's those things that are important by making a list and categorizing those things and checking those things with the Word of God. And then third, I change my life. Change my lifestyle based on the things that I feel or that I know are most important. If you know what to focus on, you can change your life, can't you? So once you've clarified those things, we need to focus on changing our life. And I want to focus on three main areas to change, and that is our time, the time that we spend on doing things, the money that we have, the money that we spend on things, and the relationships that we have. If you really want to build a value-based life, you have to take your values and make sure that they are applied to your time, your money, and your relationships. So first, your time. You need to say, my time needs to reflect on the things that I really think are important. Pretty simple, right? And if God is really important in my life, then shouldn't I have most of my time devoted to God? I should have some quiet time devoted to meditation, study of God's Word. I should have some time devoted to praying. I should have some time devoted to coming to our assembly. Every time that we have posted that we're going to assemble. What about my money? What I decide to do with my money, with the money that I have, should be a reflection of the things that are of value to me, correct? Makes sense. It reflects that God is first in my finances, and I'm going to give back to Him first. We realize that everything belongs to Him and that we're to be good stewards of those things. What about my relationships? Am I spending time with those that have similar values that I do? Similar values as me. Someone that can help me. Someone that I can be of a help to. Am I making time for the relationships that are going to last? How about my husband, my wife, my children? Spending time with them? Spending quality time with them, teaching them. Look at Psalms chapter 119, verse 37. Turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things and revive me in your way. And that's, I just look at that and I shake my head, look at myself in the mirror and go, man, do I spend so much time on worthless stuff? that really don't matter. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17. This I say therefore and testify in the Lord that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind. We have got to stop going along with the mindless crowd. That's no life for us. Let's get rid of it. We have to take on an eternally new way of life, entirely way of good life, of life. A God-fashioned life. Being renewed by the word and working it out in our actions, the way that we conduct our lives. Now, I know some of you are thinking, you know, I'd like to change. I know that what I say is, I know that what we're saying is important to me, and I don't want to make time of those things that are not important, and the things I don't think are important, you know, I spend way too much time on, and all of those things, you know, I don't want to do all of those things. I don't want to end up that way, but I'm so confused, and I don't like to change, but I don't have the energy, and I don't have the power. I'd like to do that. I don't have the strength or the wisdom to do it. You know what? You're absolutely right. You don't. I don't either. And that's why we need God in our lives. That's why we need Jesus Christ. God gives us the power to do what He wants us to do. And you can't do it on your own. Let's look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can't do it by myself. And if I think I can, I'm seriously misled. Seriously misled. Another translation says, He gives me strength and power. God allows us to look at His word as the source of our values, to clarify what's important and not important. And then His word has the power to change our lives based on His values, not ours. And number four, we need to check the fourth thing on the list. We need to check ourselves daily. Proverbs 4, verse 23, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. What does it mean here to keep your heart with all diligence? It means you do the things that are true and that are right, the things that are of value and worth, and you check yourself on those things. Put aside some time every day to ask yourself, you know what? Is my life in harmony with what is important to God? Am I doing the things that God would be pleased of? Am I spending my time and money and efforts towards those things that are of value to the Father? First Timothy chapter 4, verse 16. Take heed unto yourself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. If you're very serious about changing, if you're really serious, you're going to have to look at and test your values based on the Word of God on a regular basis. Because the longer you stay away from them, the word of God, the farther you veer from it. The fact is, nobody knows what the future holds. Nobody in this room knows what the future is going to be like. If you were stranded in a desert and you had no idea where you were, a map of New Zealand's not going to be of any benefit to you, is it? There ain't no desert in New Zealand, right? What you would need is a compass, because at least then you would know in which direction that you're headed. Do we know which direction we're headed to, spiritually speaking? Are we on that straight and narrow path? Situations and technologies and all of those things may change, but what you value most should be eternal. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, right? And his righteousness, and all these things be added to you. And this morning, I hope you've been challenged to look carefully at your life, to assess your direction in life, to assess your priorities. And if you see a value that needs to be added to your life, add it. If you see things that you value in your life that are not in accordance with God's word, get rid of that. Don't spend time and effort on that. Remove those things from your life. Do something about it. In Paul's letter to Timothy, he challenges him to be very careful about something. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20, verse 21, it says, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and and oppositions of science falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with thee. Be committed. Be committed to trust in the things of God, and stay away from things that really don't matter. The things of this life, the profane things, the vain babblings, those things that are in opposition to the way that God has created things. Because it's going to trip you up. Those things will trip you up. Because many people have and erred concerning their faith. And we need not be those people. We need to be focused on the things that are of God. Things that are pleasing to Him. And stay away from those things that are not. Those things of pleasure, those things of possession, those things of prestige. I hope that this has been a help to you. And checking those things that are of value to us in this life. And hopefully the idea of choosing your source, clarifying those things that are important, changing your lifestyle to match, and number four, check yourself daily. And then repeat those things will help you as you go through this life here on this earth. If there's something that you need, there's a prayer that you would like to, something that you would like for us to pray for you over. If you have not obeyed the gospel of Christ and would like to become a child of God, we invite you to come forward as we stand and sing.